Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee.
Let's go out to dinner and see a movie. Let's go out to dinner and see a movie.
And at breakfast, kid.
It's Friday, so we, of course, are talking about film. And it's the Labor Day holiday,
cinema.
Which means a lot of people are going to be heading to the movies this weekend with their families. Joining us now to talk about what's coming out this weekend is Rafer Guzman. He's the film critic for Newsday. And, you know, many people love the movie Office Space, and they've been eagerly anticipating this new movie that's coming out, Extract. This is the new one from Mike Judge, and here's a clip from it.
You see that? They're not going to do their jobs. I'm not going to do mine. I'm just going to sit here.
So Office Space was in an office. This one's in a factory. What's new about this movie?
I think what's interesting is that this is told from the boss's perspective, whereas Office Space was told from the employee's perspective. Jason Bateman plays the owner of an extract factory, like a flavoring
like
extract
a
factory. Jason Bateman, they've clearly got an empathetic boss, that was clearly not the case in Office Space.
Sympathy for the boss?
Sympathy for the boss, yeah, which is sort of unusual from Mike Judge. But, you know, the factory setting is really sort of secondary to the actual plot of the film, which is more about Jason Bateman's wife has essentially stopped sleeping with him. That's Kristen Wiig from Saturday Night Live. And so he's decided to hire a gigolo to sleep with her, which would allow him to sleep with the attractive new girl at the factory with a clear conscience. So the workplace setting in this movie is kind of not really that important.
Kind of that moral vagueness
HR
that Mike
nightmare.
Judge is
exactly.
Famous for.
Exactly.
HR nightmare there.
And supposedly in this movie we're actually rooting for him.
Yes.
To succeed in double adultery in his marriage.
Yes, sort of. And I don't want to give anything away, but the way that it all plays out is a little bit unusual by Hollywood's moral standards. So that I thought was a little surprising.
No, that's tantalizing.
That is. Yeah. Another movie that you were perhaps not quite so tantalized by was All About Steve with Sandra Bullock.
For Mary.
Mayor, your date is here.
He's hot.
It was love at first sight.
Hey, Mary. I'm Steve.
He's so not gay.
People want Sandra Bullock to succeed.
They
Does
do.
She here? Does she?
And she's generally great. She's generally very successful in comedies.
I think she is. I mean, she has had sort of a spotty track record lately. The Proposal was her last romantic comedy, which I think was not a huge hit for her. And this one, you know, I think Sandra Bullock can almost always, you know, bring out the charm in a character. But she really, really, there's just nothing she can do with this character.
You said this is possibly the worst film you've ever seen. That seems a stunning statement.
Worse than Pearl Harbor?
I wasn't a critic when Pearl Harbor came out. But, you know, Newsday has a 4-star rating system. And when I filed this review, it was the first review that I'd given no stars to.
0 stars. Not even a half.
Not even. That's what my editor asked me. He said, "Can't you be gracious and give it 1 star?" I said, "Why? It's a terrible, terrible film.
Thumbless movie.
Is it bad enough that people will go to see it just the way you can't look away from a train wreck?"
You know, I don't know. It's Labor Day weekend. It's going to be it's a quiet season for movies generally. It's one of the only things out there that might have some sort of appeal to people. Sandra Bullock's, I think, still a box office draw. Whether or not it's going to be enough to get people out there. And the reviews have generally been absolutely atrocious so far.
Okay, Rafer Guzman, he's the film critic for Newsday. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.